Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropps.
Welcome, everybody. It's the end of the week on Friday. You know what that means. It's Freedom Friday, the day that we, I, as your benevolent dictator talk show host, I say that with tongue-in-cheek, I give you the opportunity to call and talk about anything you want to talk about today politically. Anything you want is now on the table. 503-589-1220 is our Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. And emails to jeff@1220.am. So the Oregon Attorney General is... arguing that, well, the Second Amendment sanctuary status, you know, that counties have passed, it's invalid. I'm sorry, it's just invalid. It's not real. Blah, 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 blah. You would sort of expect that, right? Of course you would. But is it? Is it really? Well, we'll see, because my guess is this ultimately, along with a lot of other places across the country, it ultimately gets tested in the courts. Lots of other things going on out there, including a couple of pieces that happened yesterday in the Oregon legislature. That is this. In fact, Senator Dennis Linthicum, who's a great conservative, votes the right way about 99.9% of the time, has a newsletter out. And by the way, thank you, Avis, for sending this to me. I also get it, but I appreciate that the fact that many of our listeners get it also, and you should get it. You should sign up for Senator Dennis Linthicum's email newsletter. Yesterday, he tried to bring to the floor SJR 23, which lays out the actual, well, what's already in law and in Oregon's constitution about the governor's power to do what she's doing unconstitutionally. If you've ever wondered about what that is, well, I'm going to share it with you. Barbara also, by the way, if you want to send me an email too, by the way, I'll do my best to read them on the air today. That is jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Barbara sent me a great article about why would Oregon counties want to move and become part of Idaho? Well, here's some things that the Idaho legislature has done in comparison to us in Oregon. HJM 001. This is a memorial that this is what the Idaho legislature has done now. Okay. It seeks to condemn the Communist Chinese government and the Communist Chinese Party for its deceit, duplicity, and crimes against humanity during the initial phase of the COVID-19 outbreak. We're starting to hear a lot about that now, aren't we? And we're starting hearing a lot of the left and the news media and even some of the Dr. Fauci types backtracking, because more and more evidence is becoming absolutely clear. This came from the Wuhan lab, not from the wet market, from a bat. SJM 102 they adopted in the Idaho legislature. This memorial urges Congress to propose an amendment to the United States Constitution that states the Supreme Court of the United States shall be composed of 9 justices. No court packet. S 1086. This legislation prohibits public entities from entering into contracts that will boycott goods or services from Israel or territories under its controls. And then... S, you'll love this one, you firearms, Second Amendment people like me. S-1205, the Idaho Firearm and Firearm Accessories and Components Protection Act builds upon, without resetting, the action taken by the Idaho legislature in 2014. What did they do there? Under the Idaho Federal Firearms Magazine and Register Ban Enforcement Act. That's a lot. Codified in Idaho code prohibits local officials from being ordered to enforce federal actions contrary to the Idaho Constitution. And then, of course, Barbara's favorite, 73-121, which has been in law in Idaho since 1986, making English the official language of the state. You wonder why people want to move to Idaho. You wonder why counties want to become part of Idaho. That might be a little bit of it, folks. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Before we go to the phones, two things. First, there's a great piece today that really relates to Oregon, okay? And our next governor's candidate, but also the Oregon legislature. This is a piece by Christopher Bedford. Here's the title of it. Listen to this. Republicans keep making completely unforced errors so the media will like them. Yeah. And all, if they have not learned the lesson. I tell you what, guys like McCarthy and McConnell, swamp preachers, folks, they are like Lucy and Charlie Brown with the football. They keep doing the same thing. It's Einstein's definition of insanity. I'm sorry. Do the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. This is Chris Bedford's piece, and it is exactly what's happening here in the Oregon leadership, in the legislature. They want the media to like them. So they have to play nice. And they end up not only destroying the party in, well, just like with Fred and the five rhinos. They're destroying the party, folks. They're dispiriting the base and a lot of those swing voters that are needed to win in elections. That's what's wrong. Anyway, it's an interesting piece, and it is it's fascinating because McCarthy is the centerpiece of this, and he completely misses the opportunities to really move the voters on issues that really matter in their lives. Why? Because he's focusing and he's allowing himself to be media driven. This is why the next governor of Oregon, if they're going to win, can't be media driven. They got to be driven by principles and values and, frankly, by the things that actually moves voters. Why? Because the things they talk about really matter in people's lives. That's what Republicans ought to be. That's what conservatives ought to be talking about. That's what we, as people of faith, ought to be talking about. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. That's the first thing. Maybe I'll get to it today. Maybe I won't. Just depends on how many of you want to call in on Freedom Friday, where you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today politically. 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning, brother. How are you? What's on your mind today on Freedom Friday?
Brother, I think you just, God bless you. I think you hit the nail right on the head with that last one. Because, as you know, to the north of us, in that beautiful area of Multnomah County, I ask this one question. If we are a party of principles, why is there a usurper that's doing an insurrection up there? Is basically helping the Lynn Finleys and Bill Hansels and Fred Gerards. And yet he says, I care for the people. We should open up our books to everybody. I ain't going to mention the person's name, but you know who I'm talking about. You know, the recalled one. That's all I can say. But I have a worried feeling that they're going to try to bring the insurrectionists and those to the state convention next week. And hopefully, I would like to talk about with you about that privately and get a consensus. But to make a long story short, Republicans, east side of the state, central, the Willamette Valley, and the coast is tired of weak-butted bull sugar. We are tired of those that said they stand for party, but they want to appease, just like what you said about McCarthy back east in the Marble Nut House with the Dementia Joe and the Harlot. And the thing is this, we have to stand. How do we stand? The answer is this way. You walk, you pray, you follow what gave our founding fathers like George Washington, John Adams, Martin Luther King, and various other people that was Republicans. Yes, Martin Luther King was a Republican, just like Marcus Garvey and other black American named Booker T. Washington.
That's right.
And George Washington Carver. They was Republicans. But, you know, they wanted to decide and say they're not. The principle of all those men I just mentioned, plus other good Americans, is this. They didn't waver. They was loving, and they held to the biblical principles, what makes this party, and they better start waking up, because if we have any more state officials that is helping, even though they might be PCPs in one county, they're going to tear this party apart any further. And I talked to 18 counties of different people in this state, not as a positional person like I am, just as me. You know, you can't be a Republican and forsake your liberties and then go through and think that you can modify rules. There's too many rhinos. Either, you know what the old saying, crap or get off the pot. If you don't want to be part of the stand so we can get people back in our party, which we lost 20% of our members since before the after the election, they better get off the pot and do what's right and top the principles and the Republican principles that was founded by Amos Tuck and Abraham Lincoln. Principles is done by honor, faith, respect, ideologies, and truth. And those that may not be of a party, they are invited to join along if they just have faith and have aligning principles that we believe that we can come together as one American, one Oregonian. Anything less than that, they need to just be join Kate Brown, and I'll bring some magnesium and phosphorus. So when their time on this race on earth is done, I can sprinkle them with some seasoning. And that's all I have to say, brother. But God bless everybody. On Memorial Day, don't forget our veterans that sacrifice their lives and stand for this country every day.
Yes.
Love you, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate your thoughts about that. That does remind me that we are to tell you we're going to be live Memorial Day, Monday. We're not taking a day off. It's too important of a day. It truly is, friends. And we're going to talk about it, and I hope that you'll have an opportunity to listen next Monday. I also hope that you'll patronize all of our advertisers, not just on this radio show, but on this radio station. Like Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. He is a contractor that you can absolutely trust to do a great job in your home or your business, to do it right, do it the way you want it, to do it quickly and efficiently. And not disrupt your life. And if you've ever done that, a bathroom or a kitchen remodel, you know how much it can disrupt your life. Check out their website, where you can learn about it and see some great pictures and read great customer testimonials. It is RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. It's 6:20. Back in a moment. Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically today. In a moment, we'll talk to our next caller. I want to remind you also that Mr. Transmission, Wilsonville Auto Repair, is one of our advertisers. We appreciate them hanging out with us. You know, they offer a lot of great services about your car and keeping your vehicles or your truck, whatever, running the right way. Not just transmission repair, but lots of other services. And they have a free auto check. You can check it out. Just drive up the freeway a little ways to Wilsonville Auto Repair. Check out everything on their website, including the $200 transmission discount that's on their website. It's a coupon that you can use. The website is Wilsonville Mr. T Mile X.com. Wilsonville Mr. T Mile X.com. You know, in regards to what Ron was just talking about, you know, and you know, Republicans, you know, I referenced this article in The Federalist by Chris Bedford about Republicans keep making these unforced errors just so the media will like them. Well, you got to love the boldness. And this is kind of what Ron was talking about, right? The boldness of some Republicans, not just Trump. How about this story? It's in the Epoch Times. Idaho's lieutenant governor bans by executive order as lieutenant governor mask mandates while the governor is out of state. Idaho's lieutenant governor yesterday issued an executive order banning mask mandates in schools and public buildings while the governor, Brad Little, is out of state at a conference. This lady, Lieutenant Governor Janice McMeachin, is running for governor in next year's primary. Said the mandate threatened people's freedom. She's acting governor while Little attends the Republican Governors Association conference in Nashville, Tennessee. Her order was signed by the Republican Secretary of State and went into effect 11. It prohibits the city governments, city and county governments, public universities, colleges, schools, public libraries from requiring people to wear masks. It doesn't apply to federal buildings, hospitals, or health care. Apparently, the governor didn't know that she was going to do this. You got to love it. Now, that's boldness, don't you think? You know, we could use a little bit of that in Oregon. I think we could. 503-589-1220. If you want to be bold and call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically today on Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news, and I will try to read it on the air. Like this one I got from Ben. Mr. Representative Jeff Krupp, and thank you for making the distinction. I am retired, first of all. The distinction is that I have a cousin who is now a liberal Democrat lefty serving in the Oregon House of Representatives by the name of Representative Jason Krupp. Anyway, this has a good ring to it, Mr. Representative Jeff Krupp, just as Congressman Krupp or Senator Krupp does. This radio show is essential to open the eyes of the conservative citizens of Oregon and very important. Still, and by the way, that's very gracious of you to say that, Ben, and I am grateful for it. Thank you. Still, I would like to see you back in Washington protecting our great state from the misguided politicians we have now. I hope you would consider this because it is people of faith and strong morals that we need right now to keep these crooks running from for the shadows. That's right. And there's a bunch of them there. Let's go to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday, friend?
Good morning, Jeff. No surprise, Ms. Rosenblum would try to deny Oregon citizens. Sorry, I'm putting my shoes on.
Well, that's good while you're on the phone. For,
well, yeah. But
you must be in a hurry today.
Pardon me?
You must be in a hurry today if you're putting your shoes on while you're talking on the radio.
I'm running late. I didn't wake up until, you know. But anyways. So, I got to go outside and water my newly renovated backyard, which Bo finished yesterday, ripped up all that old grass and chilled it. And
wow, great.
Made a nice border all around the fence and put in cedar chips, so it'll make it easier for a blind guy to mow the lawn. They did a marvelous job and hardworking, just like his commercial says. So everybody who has yard projects needs to get a hold of Bo and schedule that project to get done because
this is
they
Bo Smith that you hear his advertisements on KSLM. For those of you who don't know what he's talking about, it's Bo Smith that Art has hired to come out and do these kinds of projects. So there you go, folks. There's a real life customer testimonial for you.
It really works, and they did a great job and very, very good guys. And we made a few adjustments as we went along, but hey, you know, they great work. But anyways, Ms. Rosenblum doesn't give a dang about all the individuals who get saved, you know, by being able to carry arms and stuff like that. They never mention that, Jeff. All they mention is this other crap where lunatics, like this guy down in California, I mean, he was bipolar, Jeff. They knew he was bipolar.
Right.
He wasn't obviously taking his meds and stuff. And that's where they need to focus their efforts, on these crazy people who do crazy things. But if they think their gun laws are going to stop these individuals from doing crazy things, just look at all the gang violence in Portland and the gun violence in Portland. And if they think they're going to confiscate those people's guns, no, all they're going to do is make us targets. And that's what Mrs. Rosenblum wants to do, is make us the targets. And we got to stand up for our First Amendment, Second Amendment rights, because if we don't, the thugs are going to they already control the streets in Portland, but they're going to control the streets all over Oregon.
Sad but true, my friend. You are so correct. Thanks, Art. Have a blessed
great weekend, Jeff. God bless you. God bless all the vets.
Enjoy mowing that lawn, which is a pretty good achievement for a blind guy. It's 6:30 in the morning. We'll be back in a moment, friends. What do you want to talk about? It's Freedom Friday.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. It's Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically today. It doesn't have to be anything that I'm talking about. What's on your mind? What do you want to get off your chest? What is important to you? I do want to get into the Dennis Linthicum. What's actually in Oregon's Constitution that limits Kate's ability to really negatively impact your life, folks? All of that is important stuff. We do need to talk about it because it can change your world. By the way, did you see that House Bill 3055 passed? Yep, it's the next tolling bill that allows you and I to have the privilege of paying for our certain roads, like freeways, twice. Yep. Thanks to Fred and the boys for hanging out there. In fact, Dale wanted to know what's the status of the Fred Girard recall thing. I don't know. I sent off an email asking. We'll see if we get it. Do my best to share it with you. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. And we'll start first with Glenn, and we'll move on to Jess. Glenn, good morning.
Jeff, the incredible brilliance of the Lord was shining greatly more than a year ago on your program as we spotted all the points about the virus, that it was from a created beings in a laboratory in China, and everybody else denied it. The law that forbade us to do that in this country, and then our own tax dollars by National Institute of Health and CDC using our tax dollars to send that technologies from our country over there to China, to that lab, to weaponize then that which is illegal in this country. The money we work for, now damning ourselves. It's just incredible. And now we've been proven correctly more than a year later, as now the false media comes and has to see in their soup. It's just incredible, Jeff. And now we looked at when the Tower of Babel, the Shenzhen Tower in China, was shaking and everybody was exiting the building. Did you notice that most of the Chinese were not wearing a mask? And did you also notice that the Chinese are not buying our two vaccines and using them? They're not using the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine in China. Isn't that interesting?
Because
they know the original recipes. And they think we're that stupid. Our government, our governor, thinks we're that stupid.
Yeah, I know. And that is what is at least stunning about this. I have to tell you that what the Chinese are doing, the access that they're being granted, I think I saw it was a Epoch Times story about the Chinese government now controls in a huge area in Texas around one of our big Air Force bases. Well, think about that. I mean, it's not just vaccines. It's China's outsized influence in America is huge. And there's another Epoch Times story about how the Biden administration is just giving away the store to them. It's just amazing.
It's correct. And it's going to take our country down, our standard of living, our hopes and our dreams of ourselves and the kids. It's really incredible. And yet our brilliant Lord has given us a lot of information about all this. And I don't take any credit. None of us can. And he's been very gracious to this program.
He has, and I am deeply grateful for it. I cannot thank the Lord enough, and I cannot thank all of you who listens to the show and you contribute in some way. I'm honored by that, and I truly hope that it makes a difference in people's lives. It's the whole reason for doing it. I don't want to do this for any other reason. I want it to be powerfully impactful. Glenn, thanks for your contribution. Have a marvelous weekend. We are live, by the way, Monday on Memorial Day, and I hope you can join us then. Let's go to Jess. Jess, good morning. Your thoughts today on Freedom Friday. What's on your mind?
Everybody, nice input. Last call is very good, very true. China is a big black hole on that. That would be interesting to penetrate that darkness. My concern or comments reference Second Amendment counties, sanctuary counties. Attorney General saying, nah, that ain't going to fly. Well, when this state and other states want to do their sanctuary state, sanctuary cities in reference to illegal aliens, unlawful aliens, I told everybody around me the most obvious is that, you know, what goes around comes around, and their stance, their attitudes, their opinions will come back to haunt them. It will open the door to precedents that they probably don't want, and I think the Second Amendment really is a shining star as far as what they don't want. It's our duty to uphold the Constitution as citizens by obeying it, by living with it. We can't enforce it other than in that way. That way we enforce good laws. And hopefully the sheriffs in these counties are on board, because they are the supreme law enforcement officers elected by the people. And like all other public employees of various sorts, they do take an oath. Hopefully they're going to hold true to that oath. It's unfortunate that me and my son suddenly find ourselves as being felons at the wave of a pen for doing something or nothing, such as locking up my guns, which I haven't done for 45 years. And my right to keep and bear arms. How can I possibly bear an arm when it's locked in a safe? How ludicrous.
It is. And that's what is the result of deals being made by politicians, five or six Republican senators who cut a deal, got bought off for the sum of $4 million apiece for their district, which works out to $28 per person. And that's just the beginning of it, Jess. This is the sad part about what's happening. Everything else that the left wants to ram through is going to happen now because these six Republicans sold us out.
Yes, they've unbalanced the yin and the yang here, if you will. Oh, and by the way, I would like to say the last time we talked, reference to Democrats and their platform and how they engineer their people to carry water for the platform, you did a nice job on fielding that, in that, yes, we do need leadership. And I'm even hearing at the federal level that, well, you know, what shall the Republican Party be? Will it be a particular platform, or will it be predicated upon a strong individual like Donald Trump? And is that going to be the dictatorial factor of what the party stands for? Well, that's a reasonable point. But as your callers have pointed out this past week, where is this strong Republican Party platform? Where is this denoting or disseminating that information in a timely and orderly and coordinated manner? That is the weakness at a minimum. If the Republicans do have a bleeding platform, then throw it out there. So where are these people? Our leadership at this level is pretty lame. And Trump, I mean, it's not that he's just Trump. His message was what we were wanting. And that's what made him potent, coupled with his honest desire to drive forward and accomplish those things. And he did that. And so therefore, our belief, our trust in him to carry our flag, our torch on our behalf has become even stronger. He's not the dude to abandon. And the Republican Party members that may rail against that need to take into account, well, what is their message? How have they been disseminating it? You know, how staunch are they to stand fast on the Constitution and not sell us out for a couple of bucks? You know, for their particular, you know, party, personnel party to say, oh, I brought money in. Yeah, but you've enslaved us. You've taken our money and forged our chains of slavery with it, you fool.
Yeah, that's exactly where we ended up. And this is what worries me about this, Jess, is the damage it does to those of us in the party that, first of all, understand the principles of liberty, but the people outside the party that Donald Trump brought in because he did just exactly what you said.
Yes.
And they now are looking at Republicans in Oregon, say, well, why should I support them? I mean, they're first of all, they're deeply divided. They won't stand up for my rights to allow me to keep my family safe in my home.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what is so bad and so damaging here. And it just creates a lot of distress in my life. And it's why, you know, that's why I believe in prayer, because the only thing that's really going to change it is prayer and activism on our part, being aware of it, being engaged.
Yes.
And not stepping back, because we're not. Liberty is too important. Jeff,
yes,
thank you. I appreciate it very much.
You
appreciate
bet.
You listening.
You.
Want to remind you folks also, Freedom Heating and Air is another one of our great sponsors. They have sponsored this radio station for a long time because they are a solid company here in Oregon. And we're blessed to have them here in the Salem area. They make your life a lot better with their air filtration systems. More importantly, as the summer's heating up and you want to be comfortable in your home or your business, they can fix it for you. They can make it right for you. They can put new systems in that really do help you. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Last segment coming up. Don't go away. Be right back.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes till the top of the hour, your last opportunity to call this week anyway and get something off your chest politically you want to talk about, 503-589-1220. That's what we do here on Freedom Fridays, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or shoot me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm.news. Like Lee writes about Adam's Rib and the Crosshairs. A good business for the family believes in Christ and gives back to the community. They're under attack, folks. There's a Facebook story about it. Mike Adams just said it's Antifa that will be picketing his store from 6 to 7 tonight. He's inviting friends to show up beforehand. Okay, there you go, folks. There's your opportunity to put your faith and your political beliefs in action tonight. Adam's Rib Steakhouse, right down on State Street, folks. This is your opportunity. Tonight, Antifa is going to be supposedly showing up 6 to 7. Why don't you show up early? Okay? Get at it. And Rich writes an email about the Idaho executive order from the lieutenant governor who put in an executive order when the governor was gone. Rich writes, according to the news, there was no statewide mandate. The news is calling it a show. She's running to be the next governor of Idaho. Not sure who's right on this executive order. Well, we'll see. Now, the story I read, of course, was from the Epoch Times. So we'll see. Let's go to Gail, who's on the line. Gail, good morning. What do you have to say today on Freedom Friday?
Good morning, Jeff. I wanted to share George Washington's Vision of America. I'm sure most people have heard of it. It's a vision we received from a beautiful lady in his quarters at Valley Forge in 1777. And so I won't read the whole thing, but I'll read if you allow me.
Sure, go for it.
The interpretation of it. So the very last part of the vision, he heard a loud voice that said, "While the stars remain and the heavens send down dew upon the earth, so long the Union lasts." And then she interpreted the vision for him. "Son of the Republic, what you have seen is thus interpreted. Three great perils will come upon the Republic. The most fearful is the third. But in this greatest conflict, the whole world united shall not prevail against her. Let every child of the Republic learn to live for his God, his land, and the Union." And with these words, the vision vanished. So, let's good get stuff. On our
good stuff. Thank you, Gail.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
Appreciate that.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Be blessed. Be blessed. I appreciate that. Friends, you also can be blessed if you use CBD. It works for me. I sleep better when I have pain. I feel better with the pain stick. I mean, just so much is good. So, friends, I want you to consider buying CBD, all natural CBD products from Pro Bioscience, based here in Salem. They use only Oregon-grown CBD. And it does not have THC in it that will get you high. And if you are, while there may be trace amounts in some of it, they also have identical products that have zero THC in it. So if you're in a sensitive position and you're drug tested, you can buy with great confidence that, in fact, you can buy CBD and use it. Non-drug, all natural, to make your body feel better, to sleep better. They've got some beauty products coming on, and heck, they've even got products for your pets. Check them out on the web. It's pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-bioscience.com. If you buy anything online during the month of May, use the discount code, the word mother, and you get 15% off. Plus, you ought to check out their great loyalty rewards program. It's pretty awesome. You can even greater discounts. You can also buy their products, by the way, on the store shelves at the Tobacco Pouch here in Salem on Edgewater, or in Silverton and Molalla at Liquivana Vape Shots. Okay? Liquivana Vape Shots. So there you go, friends. Pro-bioscience.com. So lots going on today. Dennis Linthicum had this great newsletter that, who was it? Avis had sent me. And I'll get to it in just a moment as we close up the show today. But Dale just sent me an email about Antifa. Truly despicable. A planned assault upon Mike Adams. The cops had better show. Yeah, let's hope they do. But we had better show up, folks. Antifa's going to be picketing Adams Ribs on State Street, right next to the Supreme Court, right next to the railroad tracks. Why don't you come by? Make it a point. They're going to be there apparently from 6 to 7, according to Facebook. Let's show up early. Let's not let them have room on the sidewalk. So Dennis Linthicum brought forward, tried to move off the Senate floor in Oregon yesterday, SJR 23, which would have limited Kate Brown's ability to use, well, to usurp the Constitution. And what's fascinating is the actual language of the Constitution that limits her power. Now, this is what the Oregon Supreme Court said. Nah, it doesn't really matter. Article 4 states this from the Oregon Constitution. The legislative power of the state, except for the initiative and referendum powers reserved to the people, is vested in the legislature, assembly, consisting of a Senate and a House of Representatives. And then it says no legislative powers are vested in the governor. And then Article 1, nor shall any law be passed, the taking effect of which shall be made to dependent upon any authority except as provided in the Constitution. The operation of laws in Article 1, sub 22, shall never be suspended except by the authority of the legislative assembly. And finally, Article 3, the powers of the government shall be divided into three separate departments, the legislative, the executive, including the administrative, and the judicial. And no person charged with official duties under one of these departments shall exercise any of the functions of the other, except as in this Constitution expressly provided. The despotism, as he calls it, of Kate Brown and the tyranny of the Democrats in control of the legislature shot down SJR 23, which would have clearly clarified Kate Brown does not have emergency authorities, as the Oregon Supreme Court says she has, which is clearly the opposite of what I just read to you in the Oregon Constitution. That's why elections are important, friends. Keep praying, keep fighting and believing for this great country. It's worth saving. This state is worth saving. Get on down to Mike Adams Rib tonight.